Last night, HBO premiered K Street, a new series about political lobbyists and consultants. It comes from George Clooney and director Steven Soderbergh and is produced so close to air that it wasn't available in advance for review. TV critic David Bianculli watched last night, along with everyone else who tuned in, and has this review.
HBO has enjoyed a long, solid streak of presenting great new series. At the Emmys this Sunday, it ought to clean up, not only for miniseries and TV movies, but for weekly comedies and dramas. The Sopranos, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sex and the City, 6 Feet Under, these are wonderful shows. The Wire is getting good, too. And in the past few years, just about the only bad gamble the network has made was Mind of the Married Man, a sitcom that forgot to be funny. Last night, HBO unveiled the two newest members of its Sunday night roster. One was Carnival, a biblical allegory set in the Dust Bowl that combines the Grapes of Wrath with Twin Peaks with a little of Todd Browning's Freaks for good measure. Visually, Carnival looks intriguing, and there are some strong set pieces in the 3 episodes I've previewed. But so far, it doesn't add up to anything very impressive. So far, it doesn't add up at all. But it's so different, I'm willing to give it time. The same goes for K Street, which premiered last night. It, too, is somewhat problematic and requires viewers to be patient as well as attentive. K Street, set and filmed in Washington, D.C., is a comedy drama that's obsessed with process. The process of influencing and shaping public opinion is one obsession. The process behind the scenes of making a TV series on the fly and making it up as you go along with a mix of actors and real people is another. Long-time HBO subscribers with equally long memories will recall that HBO tried this once before and succeeded brilliantly in a 1988 series called Tanner 88. That series took a fictional presidential candidate and threw him into the real-life political ring, attending primaries and rubbing up against actual politicians and media types. It was brilliant not only because of its premise, but because of the artists who executed it. Each episode was written, or at least outlined, by Doonesbury creator Gary Trudeau, and directed by none other than Robert Altman. This time around, for K Street, the collaborators are George Clooney, who remains off-camera as a producer and occasional editor and photographer, and director Steven Soderbergh. There are only 3 actors in the K Street cast, Mary McCormick from Murder One as Maggie, John Slattery as Tommy, and Roger Guenver Smith as Francisco. All of them play current or future employees of the bipartisan consulting firm headed by real-life husband and wife, Democrat James Carville and Republican Mary Madeline. In the opener, Vermont Governor Howard Dean, one of the real Democratic presidential candidates, asks Carville to give him some advice prior to the then-upcoming televised debate. Carville's acceptance of the pro bono job, against his wife's wishes, serves as the first show's major plot. But the real meat is when Carville and his team run Dean through a mock debate, anticipating possible questions and suggesting possible replies.
You get the Vermont question. Say, look, if the percentage of black folks in your state was determinative of your record on civil rights, then Trent Lott would be Martin Luther King.
A few scenes later, we see Madeline watching the real televised debate at home, while Carville and company watch from the debate site itself. At first, Madeline is surprised that none of her husband's handiwork seems to have made an impact. Then, watching from separate locations, both Madeline and Carville are even more surprised to learn that it has.
Whatever James contributed to the prepping is not evident. There's not enough time.
Thank you, Britt. Governor Dean, let me go to you. Frankly, there's been some concern that because of the racial makeup of Vermont, about 0.5% black, that you will have a difficult time connecting and really understanding the concerns of minorities, in particular African Americans. Is this valid? And if so, what are you doing to connect with this community?
Well, if the percent of minorities that's in your state has anything to do with how you can connect with African American voters, then Trent Lott would be Martin Luther King.
That's kind of fascinating, the way a scene filmed by HBO found itself echoed in an actual televised political debate. It's also kind of creepy. But the message that it's all showbiz, in a way, is at the core of K Street, just as it was in Tanner 88. It's not a comfortable message, but there it is. Last week, the K Street crew was refused permission to film on Capitol Hill, and those restrictions, as well as whatever the very current events are, will dictate the directions this show will take. So far, it's presented very starkly. no theme song, no closing music, and none of the real or fictional players are identified until the end. Beltway insiders will love this sort of inside baseball coyness, but those outside the Beltway, who may not recognize Senators Don Nichols and Rick Santorum by sight, are liable to be less impressed than confused. Both of these new HBO series will take time to develop, and, to be fair, to judge. That makes them different from most network fall shows right there. Though I have to say, as a first impression, neither Carnival nor K Street knocks me out. Back when The Sopranos and Tanner 88 premiered, both of those shows did.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.